This conference will.
Good. I did that all by myself. Lydia's not in the room, so I am learning. Okay, great. So welcome, everybody. Today, what do we have? We got phones ringing everywhere. Lydia's outside the room, so we're in big trouble on all this stuff. Lyd, sorry. Okay, let's try to get going again. We'll start. I'll have her edit out that beginning. Okay, busy, too busy for all of us, which is good, right? Our guest today is somebody who I know and have known for years. She's, what? Yes, I started the recording, which you're going to have to edit. Cause anyway, she's been with me for a number of years, and she's just been a joy to have in my organization. She used to do Mary Kay, which made her just absolutely love the party concept because apparently that's what they do. I don't know anything about that because, number one, I don't wear makeup, but number two, I never did Mary Kay or any other networking other than Manatech. But she loved the concept when she did Mary Kay, and it worked effectively for her incredible growth in that business. And she was always looking for something that was equally duplicatable with Manatech. And finally, when this XFM home party concept came out, LaWanda just grabbed onto it and said, this is awesome. And, of course, she always likes to fine-tune everything she gets involved in and do it her way and add little, you know, bows and whistles and things like that, which we were looking for from people out there and how it works best. And LaWanda's done that with her group. She readily achieved executive director and grew her business by over 100% just from the beginning part of this year. Imagine growing by 100% since January 1. And she is, I think, 3,000 or 4,000 shy of being presidential director, which she promised me that this is her month. So she is going to hit presidential director. So I want to welcome LaWanda. LaWanda, are you on the phone?
I am.
There she is. Well, glad you're with us this morning. Anyway, so what I thought I would do is just we're going to talk about XFMs because she's used XFMs prolifically in her business to watch this growth occur. So what we're going to do is we're going to just kind of put a few questions out to her and let her run with them. Attached to the outline this morning are a bunch of draft scripts and ideas and closes and health plans, surveys, all these kind of things. So we're going to talk through a lot of those, how you can utilize them. Now, some of you are going to say, Mary Jo, I want the final. Well, Manatech is putting together a booklet, a training booklet for XFM. I call it XFM 2.0 because it's a second version of our XFM. It's virtually the same videos and that kind of things. We're just tweaking it to something that's more effective. And a lot of things that I found it fascinating at Manifest, for those of you who are at Manifest, that a lot of what LaWanda said, Carrie Pemberton, who's the other one that's doing XFMs effectively, is doing very much similar things. So in two parts of the world, this XFM kind of transformed itself, you know, very much in a lot of likeness between the transformations. But the two women are definitely using it differently as well. But Manatech's putting together a new training booklet that they're going to, I talked to Al yesterday, and he said that this training booklet, because he authorized me to even copy these notes on the back and use LaWanda's materials, because a lot of that's going to be in the fine-tuned and put in the booklet. But the booklet, the training booklet for XFM 2.0 is going to be coming out at each one of the, and starting at the first, ManaQuest. So you're going to have all of this available to you by June. So we're excited about that. So welcome, LaWanda. We're excited to have you. And so let's kick off and just start. You know, one of the big things I noticed that you're doing with XFM is you're going out there. A lot of people thought about just talking to all their associates and getting them to host XFMs, but you've taken this to a whole other level. You don't care if a person's ever heard of Manatech to host an XFM. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. So talk to us a little bit about how you do that.
Okay, well, let me just add one thing before we start that. I think it's really important for all of us to recognize that I don't see this as a party concept. I definitely think we are, without a doubt, a cut above that. And I think it's very important that we keep our terminology to something that is more like the Extreme Food Makeover event, something along that line. Because we want people to know this really is something different. Does that make sense?
Great, and great. And, you know, I was one of the ones that I threw that in the title for that reason. that was kind of, because some people call it that, and I thought, I know LaWanda's going to pick up on that, because that's you and I both, when you gave me your first scripting, I was going, what is this stuff? Remember? And I think we both saw eye to eye to that, exactly. So we really want to, and I totally agree with you, LaWanda, event is where you want to lay it at. To leave off the party concept, and you'll be much better off, because people are too used to home party stuff, and they get tired of that terminology. This is something new and different, and clearly, by what we do, is very different than what you've seen in other home, quote-unquote, party ideas. Okay, go ahead. Tell us, how do you get new people to host these events?
Well, I think it's very important, especially for new people, but really anybody who's been in quite some time, to actually work with terminology that's going to open a door for you. Just like we said, the old party thing is not necessarily working. We want to do and say terminology that's going to invite people to help us. And so I took a program that we had used in Mary Kay for years and just revised it and made it fit with our system. And what hit my heart so strongly and what motivated me to really get going in Manatech again was the Give for Real. And when we had the Founders Challenge this December, all I could think of is I wanted to be able to supply as many kids as I could during that time frame. And so I knew it was a challenge to get in front of people in December. And so I just decided the best thing to do was lay it out there. And I think that that's something that works all the time. And that's why I put together this scripting. And within my scripting, it's talking about somebody starting new. So there is a sentence in there that might be taken out or changed a little bit for each person. But basically, I use the script and use it on the phone. This is a high touch, not a high tech. It's very important that you set up your list and you make phone calls, get on, get off, follow the script, be excited, and set up your appointment.
Okay, so when you get somebody, so the script is being used by brand new associates that you bring in, even pre-existing associates, any associate that you have in your organization,
right,
for them to get
right
started. And you're asking them to first get a list of people they know, and there's no qualification for them other than the fact that that they know them and they have some personal relationship. They could be associates that were underneath them in the past. They could be people that don't even know anything about Manatech whatsoever, right?
Right. It can be anybody. And for new people, I'm often suggesting that definitely on their list are people that they know would help them just by practicing their presentation in front of someone. So anything that gets you in front of the people, to me, is worth it, because once they see what you have, then it's very easy to open that door with them.
Great, 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 great. Yeah, I know, to give you guys an idea, I know one of the people in my downline, her husband runs he does lawn care. And she started going after the people he did lawn care for, and we did an XFM for. In fact, I did an XFM for her last Wednesday, and she signed up the host, and the two ladies are going to do one-on-one, nutrition calls with me. So, I mean, what a great result! These people had no idea what Manatech was about, and this is how we jumped into it. So, open the doors to all those possibilities to having somebody who knows nothing about Manatech actually be the host, which is great. Good. So the script is there, and you tell people basically stick to the script. I know, LaWanda, you're very conscientious about using proper languaging, right?
Yes. I really believe, especially in this situation, and for somebody new or somebody that's been in that hasn't done much, one of the things that I think is important for us when we train new people is that we owe it to ourselves to put them on a path, to train them well. And I compare it to riding a bike. You know, if you rode a bike today and next year and, you know, someday after that, you'd never get any good at it. You'd be falling off all the time. But if you can do the same thing over and over and over day by day, it becomes comfortable to you. So you really want your new people to learn how to invite people, to learn how to share with people, and to learn how to do the presentation, because that is a reflection on our whole company. And we want to make sure our people start out trained well.
Right.
So that's why I think the scripting is so important, because, you know, when you're new, or if you're a personality that's more like mine and not like Mary Jo's, you know, somebody would tell me, you know, when I ask them to do something, say, no, I can't, or I'm busy, or something like that. When I was new, I would just say, oh, okay, because I didn't know what else to say to them. And this helps alleviate this problem.
Mm-hmm. Great, great. It gives them a reason to take action. Exactly. So what benefit does somebody who hosts one of these XFM events, what do you give them a benefit? Do you have a gift for them when they do that?
Yes. When I do the contest, what I call the contest period, which would be the 10 XFM in 10 days, and somebody starting new or like me, when I did it in December, I had a contest. And so what I offer is $25 worth of free product for everybody that hosts an XFM and has three new people there besides themselves. And then I offer an incentive to be my top host, and because that means you're touching more children's lives, and they will get an additional $75 worth of free product. Now, when I do this on an ongoing basis and it's not in a contest, my personal gifts that I give to my host that has three new people is I will either give them the GI Pro Balance or the Mana Bears, depending upon their situation. That cost to me is still fairly inexpensive,
right,
but worth it, and actually helps build one more product use for them.
Right. And you know, the fun with this new member program is that we get that if you build your first tier as your own member account and then put all your new members underneath it, you're loaded with free products you get every month anyway, right? You can just get so
right.
Really the cost is nothing to you if you're totally taking advantage of what I call the free product depository and structuring your member account. So that's great. Good, good. So they have something to look forward to. That's wonderful. And, of course, that's not part of what we see in the current XFM as well. Now, you talked about schedule 10 in 10 days. This is something that you work with. This is something that you work with your brand-new people as well as pre-existing associates when you start working on XFMs with them?
Yeah, because, as I said, I want somebody new to repeat what they're doing often.
Mm-hmm.
People are more likely to do things when they're brand new because they're excited. They're more likely to step outside their comfort zone. And if they actually schedule 10 in 10 days, they typically are going to hold 6 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So
right.
That is giving them enough presentations to feel good about what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Great, great, great. And that's right. And it gets them up and running quickly. And XFMs with the languaging and everything, they really are in a position where it's pretty simple to do one. It doesn't take a lot to get that out there. That's great. Good, good.
Go ahead. Ideally on that is really the goal is bring somebody in, and by the end of their first 4 weeks, which now we have an incentive on this as well, but by the end of their first 4 weeks, there's no reason why, if they're doing this program, that they really should not be regional, because they
mm-hmm.
will be in front of enough people that it's very unlikely that won't happen. And used to, I think, our average order was closer to the 100. Now I think it's often closer to, you know, the 167.99. Not across the board. I offer another set that's pretty popular, but you're going to find that, you know, it's not hard to easily have a couple of people, if not more, you know, want to get started with the product.
Right. And you're absolutely right about that. Over across the board, Manatech statistically used to average of right around 100. Now their average order is like 130-something. So the bundles have made a huge difference in raising Manatech's average order cost, which is a very difficult thing to do when you're been in the business for as long a period of time as Manatech has been. So your experience around the XFMs, Luanda, is identical to Manatech's overall experience with the size of their product orders. That's great. Okay, so you schedule these 10 in 10 days, and it's a great way to kick people off. You're motivating a brand-new associate to immediately step in and start working the business. They get something that's easy and doable and duplicatable. and they can see results on an immediate basis. Because one of the things I know that I do when I work with new people is I show them, I say, do you realize that if you just get 4 new customers ordering, averaging $100, you're going to be making $80 cash and $100 of free products, $180 off of $400 of orders, right? I mean, it's a really neat thing. They look at that and they go, are you kidding me? Just with 4 orders, I make $180. I go, yeah, because you're going to make $80 cash, making $20 off all the commission off the 4 orders, and you're going to get $100 of free product in your free in your member account. So it's just a fun to, you know, the XFM just is what supplies that for them on a very immediate basis, which is great. But you're right about the, and it fits in identically with the incentive Manatech has, because you want to get to regional as fast as possible, and the leg, your consumer leg, counts as one of your legs. So all you would need would be to, you know, sign up one associate, consumer associate, and one all-star, and that's 500 GPV in the other leg, and you in your associate leg, and you have $1,000 in your consumer leg, and there you are at regional level quickly. And you know what happens? When people have results quickly, they will stay on board. And that's one of our big problems with losing associates early, is that if we don't help them have results immediately, we lose the interest in the business and they drift off somewhere else. Great. And then you have in here, too, confirmation emails and letters. Part of the attachments we have today, LaWanda, are some of the things that you use. Could you just walk through that a little bit?
Yeah. The first is the phone script. And one of the things that I tell people that's important to do is make sure that you are sounding excited. We used to, and I still think it's a good idea, especially when you're new, you know, might sit in front of a mirror so that you're smiling when you talk, because believe it or not, that comes across on the phone. And to be excited, walk them through it, get on and get off. And then you have follow-up tools that help you. So once you invite them, you're basically saying, you know, do you have a quick minute? I'm so excited. I'm starting a brand new career as a social entrepreneur, and I'm participating in a promotion that my company is running during the month of blank, and I really need your help. And so that's the whole premise. You're needing their help. You're shooting down, I mean, you're sharing the idea of being able to help provide real food nutrition to a malnourished child. And you just quickly run through, without a lot of information, about what an extreme food makeover is. I think it's also important to kind of leave that vague in a sense, because it creates curiosity and the name itself invites people to come. So I don't spend a lot of time, you can see in my script, about talking about what an XFM is per se, but I do a follow-up script. I send an email as soon as I finish booking it. And that email thanks them for helping me, gives them a little bit more specific information, how to invite, thanks them again. And that really is your main gist of what you do. If you're doing the contest, you're also going to send a letter to your 10 hosts. And that is set up to where you want to get them in the mail as soon as possible. I suggest you set up and do your 10 bookings in one setting, usually 2 at the most. If you get on and get busy, you won't have any trouble doing those in one time frame typically, except for follow-up calls. And so if I have someone that I have set up, I'm going to start this letter. I don't handwrite it. Typically, I will type it out. But I do put their name in. And if I don't have all 10 names, I put down the 10 names that I'm pretty sure I'm going to book, and I send it out to them already highlighting their name. Because what happens is they get this letter, and think about it, people don't get letters in the mail very much anymore. And they get this, and they see their name highlighted, and they count the names. They go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, wow, she really does need me to do this. And it just helps firm them up. It coaches them for you, which is really important for everyone, but especially for somebody new.
Right. Great. So it's great because you get that competition right on board and they feel like they're part of something a lot bigger than just them. They're not the only one, and that's a great feeling. I know as we get involved in new ventures and new things, we love the idea that we have, you know, six other people in the same boat with us, right? And then there's just a little twinge of competition that's going on. Super. Okay, so let's talk about basically now getting into the run sheet of an XFM and how this thing has changed for you, morphed a little bit. I know one of the ideas, ways that it's changed is the concept that you are now, as is Carrie Pemberton, the gal who's so successful with these up in Canada, that both of you have added the four core products, or a basic, I'm not sure it's always the four core, but you've added Ambertosin Plus and AO and Phytomatrix into the discussion because they're not part and parcel of the videos. And both of you, I know at Manifest, mentioned it's after the second video. Can you give us an idea of how you incorporate that?
Yes, after the second video, I actually say, now that you've learned a little bit about the type of products we work with, let me just explain it a little more fully. And so I actually have out there the Nutriveris, and behind it I will have a small bottle of AO, a bottle of Advanced Ambertose Capsules, and a bottle of Phytomatrix. Then I also will have a box of packets. I'll have a bottle of Plus. I'll have an Omega-3. And those are the key products, basically, so that I have all the core out there. And so I start off by sharing what makes up that Nutrivera. And it gives me a perfect opportunity to share about Ambertose more fully. And I let them know, you know, these three bottles, the equivalent of these three bottles, plus organic fruits and vegetables, and plus rice bran, you know, form the basis of that and what a value that is. So that opens up the door. I've talked a little bit about Ambertose, and I kind of start showing them, and I talk then a little bit about omega-3s, and of course there's no way I can share without sharing about Plus as well. So I talk about the product that is not part of that, which is the Plus and how important that is, and then I also show them the packets and say, now this is an optional way to get this. Some of y'all prefer the powders, and that's a very cost-effective way to do it, but some of y'all are going to prefer convenience, so we have it this way as well. And, you know, one thing I learned years ago when we used to encapsulate Phytolo is both are important, both convenience and price, and I remember my pharmacist was furious that used the product, saying when she found out that there was actually already pre-packaged Phytolo, pre-capsulized Phytolo, and most of us encapsulated because it was such a better cost value, basically 3-to-1, 4-to-1. And she said, I have a lot more money than I have time. And we tend to think everybody needs the convenience of the price value with the Nutriveris, but believe me, there's a lot of people out there that need the convenience of the packet. So to me, I want all of those options in there when I do that presentation. So I pull that in, just share that kind of quickly before we go into the third video.
Great, 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 great. And when you share this, what time? Because it was important for me to hear the word quickly because we don't want to make an XFM event an hour and a half, and it's easy to cover just these products. You know, we could take an hour and a half just on those, right, Yolanda?
Right. We know
so much information. So it's got to be really crisp, really concise. In fact, maybe a suggestion might be of how we can limit that description. Maybe we'll talk to Al about adding that into the training guide of what are the most critical things to say. You can, of course, put your own personality, but I know some of us, when we think about Ambertose, we could give an hour and a half talk just on Ambertose, so how do I condense it down to be a minute or a minute and a half, right? It's hard. I was just going to say, how much time do you typically dedicate to that? Maybe 5 to 10 minutes max? To this little
I'm sure knowing me, it's at least 10.
But, yeah, okay, 10 minutes,
you know,
okay. 10
one minutes. Of the things that I think there is important too, I really and it's hard. It's hard for like you and me, like you said, we've been in a long time. I really try hard in my XFM to inject as little of personality per se as possible because I want to be duplicatable. And mm-hmm. so I don't try and tell everything I know. I try and give highlights that I think are important. But other than that, I try and keep it really simple.
Yep. Great. And that's great, especially for brand new people. Absolutely. I totally agree. And that's very hard for us to do because we have so much to share that it's hard to limit that. But getting back to, you know, specific languaging, and I think it's, get back into the importance of maybe helping people with specific languaging. Like when I talk about Ambertos, I always use the concept that this is the flagship product for Manatech. So they get it that this is really what we're all about, right? And I love to talk, when I talk about Plus, I love to just introduce, this is how I introduce Plus. I tell people, I says, you know, this famous doctor one time said, do you have glands? And if you answer yes to that, he said, well, then take Plus. You know? And I said, that's the bottom line, you know, so that, because people laugh, you know, and then they hear it's from a doctor. So you get the, they get the credibility built in a very short, brief way, you know, and it's just awesome. So great. Thanks, Lawanda. I think that's a great idea. And and if you want to build, this is how, when you build this into your XFM, this is what gives you the capacity to walk away from All-Star or Champion packs out of your XFM. Because most people are not going to buy a Champion pack with 5 or 6 tubs or 10 tubs, whatever they have, of Nutriveris. That's not how, that's not going to be sold very well. So the idea is to give them the flexibility of buying a sundry of products that really meet their needs, and that's great. Good, good. So we add those in, and it flows. You're exactly right. I did this just the other day. It flows right out of Nutriveris because Nutriveris has all of these products in it. So it's easy to take Nutriveris and say, well, and I love the way you even talked about how you display it, where you have Nutriveris out front, and then behind Nutriveris you have the core products that basically make up what's Nutriveris. So people have a visual of this as well in your on your display. So cool. All right, so we get into that. So that's the major change in the run sheet is that we add all the core products in there. And then you also have a sheet, Lawanda, that we've attached for people that's a health inventory. Can you tell me how you use that health inventory sheet at an XFM?
Well, that is something I hand out to them when I've finished everything and ask them to I tell them I'm going to be working with them individually and if they will take this and start filling in how they feel today, where they are today. Just answer these questions and it will help me be able to work with them when we talk individually. So I hand that out because they're going to have that time to kind of visit, snack, those type of things. One of the other things that I do that I think has worked well is when I do the presentation, I basically talk about having popcorn in a movie. And so when we do the presentation at the very first, we don't do anything, but I have my hostess during the second part hand out cups of juice with Nutriveris and popcorn with Nutriveris. They don't know it. It's just being passed around so that they have popcorn in a movie. But any other snacks are saved to the end, so they have a place to, you know, go sit and visit, and you know how we all like to sit around and snack on food. So they have their veggies and dip with Nutriveris and fruit and dip with Nutriveris. I mean, I keep that very simple, but they have that to go to and while we do these individual closes. So I pass out this health survey journal, and they can either do it while they're at their table waiting to talk with me, or, you know, we go over it when we're together. Again, you want this to be done quickly.
Mm-hmm. Great. And I love the idea. Some of you might catch on to this. As you look at the health survey journal attached to the outline as well, what I loved about it is that it wasn't just a health survey, but what is it actually a document? It's a document that's going to trace the changes in these issues week by week as they're on the products. So it almost implies, without them even agreeing to start on the products yet, you're implying that they're going to be tracing their changes in their health results. Isn't that cool? So it's a very suggestive document. It's not just a bare-bones health inventory, but it's a health survey journal that surveys them over a period of 12 weeks. So it's a, I love that concept as well. So it's, I always look for ways to put, make it a assumed close. In other words, I'm assuming you're going to be on the product, so let's get to work on what are your health challenges and what are we looking forward to seeing different, right? All right, and then do you have any other, because you're adding so many to the products, Luanda, do you have other, do you use tear sheets at your XFMs, or how do you, in terms of both Nutrivirus and or the other products that you're talking about?
Typically, I don't. I honestly feel like I want this simple and fun. So I'm not wanting, I may have them out around that they can pick up and look at. They may be on the table for reference, but I don't use them during the presentation. I think the wording that I use, I think the wording that the videos set up is just what you said. They're assuming that they are going to leave with the product. You know, preferably one way or another. And when I do the close at the end of the third video and I have the wording on this as well, I think that's very, very critical because, again, it is set up assuming the sell, and it is set up, again, psychologically to how people tend to hear things. And you address exactly what you know they're thinking. First thing you say is, I know that at this point, typically, you have two questions. How does it come? And how much does it cost? So let me show you my best value. Okay? Mm-hmm. And that's what you do. Then you go through it, and when you do a group close, and I have the products there that I can show, you know, accordingly, and the sets. And when you do a group close, you always go with your most expensive first to your least expensive, because what typically happens to the average person there is they'll hear the first set and go, oh, wow, that's expensive. And so then they hear the next set and they go, oh, well, that's not bad. So that by the time they get down to the Nutrivirus, oh, that's cheap. Okay, so you really have already overcome the money situation right there. Now, as they've learned and heard the presentation, when you do, when you close with them each individually, you do the reverse. You actually go from little to big because you've already done the money being overcome, and now whatever you say last is what they're more likely to take. I will say I have probably about half take the sets with the packets and Ambertose or the Nutrivirus Ambertose and Plus, and about half take the next set, which is the Ambertose. The Nutrivirus, the Plus, and the Omega-3. But, you know, I can almost guarantee nobody walked out without at least a Nutrivirus.
Great. Isn't that great? So when you develop this individual close and group close, you're actually doing both. You do the group close first as a group, and then you, on an individual basis, you do the individual close, right?
Right.
So they're
right.
Not alternative to each other. They're both being done. Everybody clear on that. That's great. Good, good. And great concept. I like the psychology of starting from the largest, going to the smallest in the group, but then on an individual basis, starting with the smallest, going to the largest. Yeah, neat. Very good concept there. Everybody pick up on these things because these are great tweaks. These are great concepts and how you can maximize your results in doing these. One of the things, the sign-up forms, let's talk about those. The sign-up forms that you have a form that you actually have it called a health plan. Is that right?
Yes, that's what I call mine, and it has all their basic information with a place for you to have comments. Now, what I have here, just for point of reference to somebody, I have it where it says file number, and then you see down the road a kind of a slash. That actually is for their associate or member number, and then on the opposite end of that is where I put their credit card number, but I don't want anything to draw attention to that. You may work out your own kind of code system if you want to there. I definitely encode that on my computer. But I just try and safeguard my customers, and most of them are cautious about things like that. The file number also, I'm sorry, I'm saying that wrong. You have the associate member number up top. The file number is actually their social security number. Okay? That's what that line is for if you are helping somebody get started. But I just don't call it that on there.
Oh.
I Okay. I read
good, good, because I was looking, when I looked at your health plan, that's the first question I had. What do you do if somebody wants to get, you know, the higher levels? Where does their Social Security number go? You call it file number. That's good. I like
right.
that.
And the back half of the line is for the credit card. But again,
credit card.
I try and make it uneasily recognizable in different ways. I mean, you might, your social's not as easy to do, but your credit card, you could even put the security code up front without, again, no dashes or anything like that, and then maybe your expiration date, and then maybe a slash, and then, you know, the credit card, or maybe not. I mean, you're going to have to find out your own system on that, but I do try and safeguard my customers. And then I put on here, this is basically taking from the video, trying to work with that last video, the number 3 video, and I use a lot of the wording they use. I want to experience my own XFM by taking the product myself and help one child in need. I want to help others start their own XFM and get my product at a discount, 25% credit while helping a child in need. Notice you always reference back the children because, you know, I don't want to just help them with their health. I really want them to make an impact on the world and their health as well. And then, of course, 3 is I want to partner with you and join in the mission to end malnutrition. Okay, so I go through, you know, that. Are you a 1, 2, or 3? I let them read those. I don't read them out to them again at the individual close. But then I have right there as I go over the sets with them. When I do the individual close, I have moved probably to a couch or something, and I've moved those few little products over there with me so that when I go over the health plan and I give them their choices of which of these things they want to start with, then I again take and often will hand them the product as I show them, because there's something about them touching and holding the product that makes it theirs. They don't like letting go of it once they have it. So I hand it to them, and I will say the Nutriveras, and, you know, then I'll quickly, you know, remind them what was in that and what the cost would be if they purchased that separately. And then I go to the next wellness bundle, and then I go, you know, give them the choice between the integrative health combo with Nutriveras or just with Tekkis. And, you know, there again, you want to, whenever you're working with something like this, you really don't ever want to give a choice between more than 3 things. And I am cheating in a sense because I have 4, but the last one, they basically are the same. They're just coming in different formats.
Mm-hmm. So I noticed that your list of pricing doesn't encompass the All-Star Pack.
No, because when I'm doing an XFM, unless I'm doing it at a more of a meeting presentation, and this is one of the differences between Carrie and me, is I don't try and turn it into a business opportunity with them right there. If it's at a meeting situation, it's a little bit different. But if it is just in someone's home, one-on-one, then I'm going to do the basic introduction. And then I'm going to follow up with them by coming to them individually and asking them, you know, what they would like to do and offering different choices at that time. I have a script on that as well, how to book Extreme Food Makeovers from Extreme Food Makeovers, and also even what to say to a prospect from an XFM, how to turn that around. Obviously, my deal is I want them to actually turn around and hold their own Extreme Food Makeover so that they know what that looks like, so that they already have customers. It is so easy for them to move to an associate from that point. When you show just what you said, in fact, I'd like your wording on that scripted out for us, Mary Jo, of what that means to them, the value, if they turn that into becoming an associate. And once they've had their own XFM and they already have these customers, how easy is it for them to see it's a no-brainer for them to become an associate at that point?
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. And it is wonderful languaging around, you know, it's so simple to say, you know, here, 4 people ordering 100, you're making $180. I mean, you go, where do you get that kind of return on such limited, you know, activity? It really is amazing. It blows me away, and it blows me away, and I've been involved in Manatech for all these years. I think, my goodness, what's it going to do to a brand new person? So I think that's very effective languaging to get people to see the excitement about what's available for them if they just want to step into it. Yeah, great. Okay, so this would be more aimed at, so the health plan sheet really is aimed at people that are not necessarily, you're not aiming towards all-stars getting involved with people with buying champions packs, but you do open up the possibility down the road with further meetings with people, because you find most of yours are home events, and most people that go to home events with a group that you're working with, aren't necessarily interested in investing $500 on becoming a champion at that point.
And, of course, there's always going to be somebody that brings up a lot of health needs and things. And that is one thing you have to allow for on this. That's why I, especially prospecting, will tend to do the next day. Because when you work with them one-on-one, it does take a little bit of time, but you still want to make sure you move through that quickly. One, because you have other people waiting. But two, again, we kind of, promised to keep their time limited. And so I focus on what we're on today, right now. And then I focus on the rest in the next couple of days. So you want to do that quickly. The other thing I think is very important for not only new people, but even some of y'all that have been in for a long time, when you look at some of these things, you may feel like, well, there's no way I can memorize this or know all of this. Well, in the script, through your phone and stuff like that, of course, you don't have to. I don't have them memorized. I read them. But even on my clothes, on my group clothes especially, I don't have all of the prices and all of these things just so in my head yet. So what I did is I made myself little 3x5 cards, my little cheat cards. And when I do my group clothes, until I have that where it just comes out of me like the back of my hand, then I actually will reference my little cheat card that, will show me one set and break it through. And I think that's so important for somebody who's new. It is okay that you don't know every single thing. And even for the people there, for you to reference that, then you can say, I always want to make sure I stay on track and don't forget to share anything important with you. I mean, you can use that as your reason to have your cheat card.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question about the new storybook that's out there, and we love this new storybook. I mean, it's a great document. It's wonderful for one-on-ones. It's wonderful. We're using it to attach to emails today. All you got to do is download it out of the resource library and save it in a file and attach it as a link for people to review, which is great. But do you see what use do you see it in an XFM or not?
Well. And actually, you're the one who made me think of this, Mary Jo. I'm not sure that bringing it in here at a basic XFM doesn't complicate it a little bit, because then they see all these other products and go, oh, tell me about this one, tell me about this one. Well, then it becomes a whole different presentation, if you will, and that much harder, especially for somebody new, to have to focus on more things. I, again, see that as an opportunity for another group presentation, whether it's at a meeting or could even be a home event. But I actually renamed that for my purposes, because I don't see somebody coming to hear the story of Manatech. They have no reason or no incentive to know what that is. So yeah. I'm actually calling the gift of provision presentation. How would you like to come hear about the gift of provision? And for me, that wording, again, the languaging, gets people intrigued. And that's what I want.
Great. No, I love that. Perfect. Thanks. Well, great. Well, let's open. We have a few minutes left. Anyone in the field, do you want to come off of mute and ask LaWanda any questions that you might have for LaWanda? Great job. Thank you, LaWanda, for being on with us. It's been wonderful. A lot of great insight, great information. Anyone? I know everybody's taking massive notes out there.
Hello.
Uh-huh.
Hello. Yes. Can you go over the handing out the snacks? When you referred to popcorn at a movie, the only thing I heard was that you wanted to save it to the end. So could you review that, please?
On the snacks, I do popcorn in a movie while I'm doing the video. So during the second video, I already have small glasses of juice and small bowls of popcorn that both have Nutriveris in them or on them ready. And so while that second video is showing, I can sneak over and help her, and we pass those out as they're watching the video. But then I have my hostess prepare other snacks. That is something I do plan on. Manitech has some recipes. I'm going to put together also one that y'all can get from me if you want to, but it's very, very basic. I try and have one recipe that can be added sweet or that can be added, you know, more of a ranch type, you know, to put the Nutriveris in. I try and just have a dip that has the same base, and they just split it and put sweet in half. And, I mean, I tell them exactly how to do that. They can have other things, but I keep it very simple, including the vegetables are usually two or three vegetable choices and two or three fruit choices. The only thing that we haven't done yet that I'm really loving the idea of that I might start using some is the idea to take frozen bananas sliced into small slices and put some Nutriveris in Greek yogurt, okay, and then you coat the bananas in that and then roll them in some nuts and freeze them and serve them. That's another fun, cute way without necessarily doing a dip. And summertime I do Greek salad a lot as well. But I try and keep those things simple and inexpensive.
Okay. Did you say something about saving the main snacks to the end? When you go do the individual closes?
Right. The only snack that they have any time before the end is the popcorn and the juice. Everything else is out on the table for them to have. In fact, there'll be more popcorn on the table. There'll be some more juice on the table. But everything else, the fruit and the veggies and those dips, will be for at the end of the presentation.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else? I like the idea of popcorn in a movie, Lalonda. I think that's kind of cute because it is a lot of video. We do play back-to-back-to-back video.
Yeah, and that's what I thought. I mean, it actually came to me in the middle of doing one. I thought, oh, this is fun, you know.
We're getting a little echo because somebody's not on, left themselves off of mute.
I have a question.
Okay.
I was wondering, Lawanda, do you have recipes that you use other than the ones that Manitech provides us?
Right. I mean, that's what I was saying. I will put that sheet out, basically. But, I mean, it's so simple. I basically do the cream cheese. It's usually a cream cheese sour cream mix, and I've changed it to a cream cheese Greek yogurt just because it has a little more protein. And then you're either going to add some healthy, I use a healthy sweetener like xylitol or something like that in it. Or maybe I might even use... We have a real bad echo. I might even use like a strawberry Greek yogurt or something like that, you know, for my fruit. And then on my veggie, I'm just adding like a ranch dip or something with the Nutriveris. I mean, both of those, I just add the Nutriveris too.
Okay. Do you have those recipes printed?
I can't. It's something I need to do.
That's when we can... Lawanda, we need you to unmute in order to get rid of the echo. So why don't you unmute and answer her question?
Okay. On the recipes, I'm not sure. You mean the whole thing or just the last part? To repeat. Mary Jo. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I'm sorry, I was messing with trying to get rid of the echo, so I didn't even hear the question. Whoever asked that question, if you could get back on, I think it was Melinda, if you want to get back on and re-ask that.
Melinda, I think what you were saying is, do I have those written out? No, but I need to do that. So I will actually, they're so simple, I'll type them up and send them to Lydia, and she can send them out as a reference to this call as well. Because, like I said, it's simple and easy.
Okay, Mary Jo, this is Melinda. Did you need me to repeat something?
No.
No.
Okay, but I think your phone line is the one creating the echo.
Okay, I'll get back on mute then.
Okay, unless you have another question.
No,
that was it. Thanks.
All right, thanks. Okay. Yep, we found the line. Okay, anyone else have a question before we let Luanda go? Good to go, huh? I hope you guys all enjoyed this. I sure did, Luanda. We really appreciate you being on the call with us today and sharing all this invaluable information about tweaking XFMs, how they might be more effective for you from start to finish, what to use, how to close, languaging. I hope you guys all enjoyed it. If you have any more questions, you can send them our way. We'll try to get the answers. And we just want to say great kudos to you, Luanda. We appreciate all you've done, and we sure are proud of you in the field. You're really taking Manatech to a new level. We know everybody's capable of doing it, and you and what you've done really reflects that for everybody else, that if we just step up and take on a new role and get to work and keep busy and get, you know, kind of compete, keep doing those things daily, over and over and over again. Repetitive behavior creates tremendous results, and it surely proves itself in Luanda's case. And we just, in advance of the end of this business period, we all congratulate you on your incredible growth, and can't wait to have you back on next period when you're new presidential. So thanks, Luanda.
Thank you, and I also want to say thanks to all my team. I do appreciate it, all they do. And you too, Mary Jo. Take care.
Bye, everybody.